This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The nation celebrates its 79th Independence Day today, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebration is Naya Bharat. We have a report.
The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These include Indian contingent of Special Olympics 2025, winners of international sports events and gold medalists of Hello India Para Games. To promote patriotic fervor among citizens and to celebrate victory of Operation Sindoor, a number of band performances will be conducted pan-India for the first time by the bands of Army, Navy, Air Force and paramilitary forces at over 140 prominent locations throughout the country. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, security has been tightened in the national capital ahead of Independence Day celebrations. Several roads will be closed for general traffic from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. with only labelled vehicles permitted. These include Netaji Subhash Mark, S.P. Mukherjee Mark, Chandni Chowk Road, Esplanade Road and Ring Road from Rajghat to ISPT. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day, President Murmu attributed this to the all-round economic growth complemented by social sector initiatives. She said the nation is marching ahead during the Amrit Kal and every citizen is contributing to the best of their ability.
Development serves the purpose only when it helps those on the margins and opens new opportunities for them. Moreover, we are increasing our self-reliance on every area possible. This has added to our self-confidence and increased the momentum of our journey towards becoming Viksit Bharat.
The president termed the killing of innocent citizens in the Pahalgam terror attack as cowardly and utterly inhuman. She said India responded in a decisive manner and with a steely resolve. The president highlighted that India is the fastest growing economy among the major economies in the world, with a GDP growth rate of 6.5% in the last fiscal. President Draupadi Murmu has approved 127 gallantry awards and 40 distinguished service awards to the Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel on the eve of Independence Day. These include 4 Kirti Chakra, 15 Veer Chakra, 16 Shaurya Chakra, 2 Bar to Sena Medals, 58 Sena Medals, 6 Naun Sena Medals and 26 Vayu Sena Medals. The President has also approved 290 mention and dispatches and Tat Rakshak Medals to 5 Indian Coast Guard personnel. In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst struck a remote village in Kishtwar district, in which multiple casualties have been reported. Over 75 people have been injured and many are still missing. The disaster hit Chasoti, the last motorable village on the way to the Michael Mata temple, when a large number of people had gathered for the Michael Mata Yatra yesterday. The annual Yatra to the shrine has been suspended. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief on the loss of lives due to the cloudburst. India hit out at Pakistan for reckless warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership, saying that any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistan would be well advised to temper its rhetoric. The much-anticipated summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin are set to take place in Alaska today. Ahead of the meeting, Trump has said he's convinced that the Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to make a deal. The U.S. President suggested that if the summit goes well, his goal is to move towards a trilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And that is the end of this news bulletin.